Biden's countdown to end Title 42, nearly 400,000 migrants may arrive at southern border every month. By John Binder on April 11, 2023. President Joe Biden is seemingly counting down the days until his administration ends the public health authority known as Title 42, which has stemmed waves of illegal immigration since mid-2020, on May 11. In 2020, in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, former President Donald Trump invoked Title 42 at the border to ensure that federal immigration officials could quickly return illegal aliens to Mexico for the sake of public health. To date, more than 2.5 million illegal aliens have been removed from the United States after crossing the southern border thanks to Title 42. Biden, though, is expected to end the authority in about a month, a move that his administration admits could bring close to 400,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to the border every month. Such a monthly illegal immigration inflow would be larger than the resident population of New Orleans. DHS Office of Immigration Statistics projects that border encounters could average 11,000 to 13,000 per day after the lifting of the Title 42 public health order, absent additional policy changes, a proposed federal rule reveals. That figure does not include the tens of thousands every month that would evade Border Patrol agents and successfully cross the border into the U.S. interior. You first have to consider that the only deterrent that we currently have is Title 42, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd told Fox News this week. When you look at the total number of people that are crossing the border illegally and are being released into the United States, we have already released millions of people into the United States, not thousands, millions of people. Emphasis added. The only thing that has allowed us to keep that at bay is Title 42. So once Title 42 goes away, that 40% are going to be released into the United States as well. But it's not just that, it's going to be the draw factor, even more people are going to come. Emphasis added. Thanks to the administration's expansive catch and release network, which includes a massive parole pipeline, hundreds of thousands of migrants could be directly released into American communities as a result of Title 42 ending. So whereas we've released close to 4 million people into the United States since Biden has been in office, we can expect that number to double in the next 2 years. Judd continued, "It's crazy to see what's going on, and it's crazy to see that this administration hasn't put anything into place to help us get this under control." House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN, as well as Senate Republicans like Bill Hagerty, RTN, and Joni Ernst, RIA, is backing a plan that would convert Title 42 to fight the nation's deadly fentanyl crisis that is killing more than 100,000 Americans every year. Green has not yet filed legislation to convert Title 42. Previously, administration officials said up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of the population of Atlanta, Georgia, could arrive at the border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, RAS, told Breitbart News in April 2022 that he expects 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at the border without Title 42. In Tijuana, Mexico, alone, Breitbart News exclusively reported last year that up to 6,000 foreign nationals were waiting to rush the border when Title 42 ends. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.